Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 6:45. Groundbreaking was held Tuesday for a new visual arts facility at NMSU. The building will replace D.W. Williams Hall. NMSU's Board of Regents voted earlier this month to name the building Devastali Hall in honor of Amu and Rama Devastali and their transformational gift and support. $3.1 million has been raised so far, in addition to $22.5 million from a general obligation bond approved by voters. This Thursday at 7:30 on Fronteras a Changing America on KRWG-TV, U.S. Senator Tom Udall talks with Edmundo Resendez about issues that will unite a divided country. Here's a preview.
There seems to be such a division in our country. Nowadays, when I log on to Facebook and social media, there's nothing but division conversation going on. And with the recent indictments that Mueller came out with, accusing Russia of interfering and showing evidence that Russians were the ones that are causing some of this division, is there a way to unite this country and get away from such divisiveness?
Yeah, we could unite around all those kitchen table issues I talked about jobs and education and healthcare. We could really unite the country, and I think any other president would have used this as an opportunity. We're attacked by Russia in our elections. They've taken some of our divisive issues and they pushed them further to try to divide us. And unfortunately, President Trump won't engage at all, even though everybody knows and all his intelligence agencies have been out there and said, look at this. This is absolutely amazing. 17 agencies said the Russians interfered in our elections and we're not doing anything about it.
One of the most divisive issues that's out there right now is the issue of gun violence. And it's such a divisive issue, a very passionate issue. What changes do you propose to protect people from gun violence? And one of the suggestions that's out there right now is to arm teachers. Is that a consideration on your part?
Yeah. First of all, when you weigh into the gun issue, the thing that's important is recognizing that people in the United States have Second Amendment rights, and that's been recognized by the Supreme Court, and people can read the Second Amendment and see what it means. Also, I've always thought that, especially in these big rural areas in New Mexico, people have a right to have a gun for their own protection, protect their family, protect their property, that kind of thing. But when you start right there and then move on, I just find it remarkable the common sense things we aren't doing. And I've been on many of these proposals for years. I mean, whether it's expanded background checks, making sure somebody doesn't have a criminal record, they're not adjudicated mentally ill. We have so many people in the country that get out of the service where the service has said they're unstable. Their names are not in the background check, so they can go out and buy. Now, this very small number of people, I mean, our veterans are fantastic people, but we need to get that system working better. I'm not sure that the thing to do is totally arm our schools. This last shooting, we had an officer that was there that was part of the school security system, and he heard this semi-automatic rifle going off, and he was terrified and he didn't go in. He just waited outside for 5 minutes. And that's understandable. I don't think you're going to be able to arm in such a way at a school, at a particular school. And in many cases, we find that people that have guns run into problems using the guns and things like that more than using them for actual protection. And so we need to see people being really well trained when it comes to handling the guns. But I don't think arming up and loading our schools up with guns is the way to go.
Let's talk about an issue that you and I have discussed in the past, and that's the issue of broadband, specifically to rural communities. When compared to other nations, where is broadband at the moment?
Well, we're in bad shape on broadband, especially in our rural communities. We're one of the, if you establish the really well-off countries in the world, we're way down the list in
terms
of broadband.
But at one point, America was leading with this.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Early on, what has happened is in the rural areas, it's more expensive. We haven't found a solution. I mean, I brought millions of dollars into New Mexico over the years I've been in to allow small rural electric co-ops to hook people up. And we're doing a good job, I think, at targeting schools, targeting libraries. But In order for rural communities to survive, we need broadband throughout the community, not just at the schools, the hospitals, and the libraries. And this should be equivalent to when, you know, if you go back in our history, in the 1880s, we built railroads across the country to connect all of us, to open up the market so that people could take goods back east and around the world. And then a little bit later, in the 30s, President Roosevelt said, you know, aren't those rural people entitled to electricity like everybody else? So we had this big rural electrification program. So we had big programs like that. We need to be just as bold right now. We need to step out on broadband and say all those communities should get it, and we should have a national plan to do that. And that's what I've been pushing for a long time.